Turn back to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. This is a psalm for the sheep. This is one of those green pastures that He makes us to lie down in. I wrote this out last Wednesday before I canceled the service. I woke up with this psalm on my mind. I like to wake up like that. I don't usually wake up like that, but I woke up with this psalm. Actually, and I don't put any stock in dreams, but I was dreaming that I was supposed to have preached, and I'd missed it. And you all wanted to know where I was. And I couldn't tell you. I was just totally blank, absolutely blank. I didn't know where I was, what happened, or anything in my dream. And so I just stood up at the pulpit, and I just started preaching from this psalm. And I thought, well, the Lord is my shepherd. When I don't know where I'm at, the Lord's my shepherd. When I can't remember my name, the Lord's my shepherd, and He leads me. And that was going on, and then I woke up, and I laid in bed for an hour, hour and a half with this psalm just going over and over and over in my mind. And the comfort that it gave me, I thought, well, I've got to look at that. So I went down to my study, and I just wrote out this outline. But this psalm is a very comforting psalm to the Lord's people. David starts out here, and he says, the Lord, Jehovah. He's thinking upon Him. You see, back in Psalm 24, he says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world of they that dwell therein. That's the one he's speaking of. The Lord who owns all things. This is my Father's world. He's the one that is my shepherd. He's my master. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my keeper. That's what it says in Psalm 121. The Lord is thy keeper, is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's my counselor. I'm sure glad I have one who counsels me with infinite wisdom. I'm glad I'm not left to the counsel of men, but to the counsel of Almighty God. He's my counselor. He guides the steps of my feet. I don't know which way to go, do you? You don't. You and I don't know what the next minute will bring. But He does. He's determined it. He's decreed it. The steps of a good man, and those who are in Christ are good, are ordered by the Lord. He's my protector. You remember when David fought that lion over that one lamb? I believe you and I would have let that lamb go. I do believe we would have let... We just look at that flock and say, well, we can sacrifice that one. But he fought that one. He fought that lion over that one lamb. He's my protector. He's my owner. He's my owner. I'm glad He owns me. Somebody owns. You know, we're not our own. Somebody else owns us. But He's my owner. And because I have such a shepherd, and because the Lord, that's where it starts, the Lord, because He's my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. David said this, I have been young and now am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And you won't. You won't. He providentially meets all my needs. Everything that went on today, the Lord brought it to pass providentially that we may have our needs met. When I leave this life, and in a little while, we all will. When I leave it, and I stand before God. What an awesome. I think of those who've gone on before us. What an awesome experience. I just can't even fathom what that's going to be like to leave this body and to go be with the Lord. But when that happens, when that day comes, I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want for any good thing. I shall not want for wisdom. I shall not want for righteousness. I shall not want for sanctification. I shall not want for redemption. I shall not want, because the Lord, who is my shepherd, is all these things to me. He doesn't just give them to me. He is these things to me. What a provider my shepherd is. What a provider. I shall not come up short in anything needed to stand before God. I tell you, I was thinking of these things for a long time, and I really drew some comfort from this a week ago, and today as I'm going over it again. In my shepherd, I am complete. You notice how David makes this a very personal psalm. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, and he speaks of his relationship between him and his shepherd. And that's the way we are saved. We're not saved by bunches, individually. We are led individually. He leads his church as a whole, but he leads us also individually. And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green, lush pastures. He's the one who provides the pastures. He's the one who leads me to them. And he's the one who enables me to lie down in them. Listen, I thought about this when I was writing this. He has provided me 66 pastures to lie down in. Now, why should I ever be hungry? He has provided me and you 66 books of the Bible here, His Word. But He has provided 66 pastures for us to lie down in. And each one of those are full of promises. Full of the promises of God to His sheep. Oh, we ought to find much comfort in this. And His Word gives us great comfort. It gives great comfort to the weary heart. It gives great comfort to those who need it. It gives great comfort. And in His Word are many promises for the weary sheep. This is a wearisome life, isn't it? As you get older, you realize more of it, how wearisome it really is. He says this in Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that a good promise? There's a green pasture to lie down in. There's you something to munch on. And He leadeth me by His Spirit, by His providence. You know, I wasn't looking for the gospel when I found it. I actually thought I had it. I wasn't looking for it. And then I found it. Found to them that sought me not. Made known unto them that asked not after me. By His Spirit He leadeth. By His providence, that mysterious providence of God, He leadeth. And by His wisdom He leadeth. He leads us to the pastures that we need to lie down in. He leads us to the promises that we need. He leads us to the portion of His Word that's fitting for us at the time. He leadeth. And He leadeth me, He says, beside the still waters. He leadeth me, He feeds me, and He waters me. That's a good shepherd. That's a good shepherd. He not only feeds His sheep, but He also waters them. He takes them down by the still waters and enables them to drink. And He leads me to rest. This just drips of comfort and rest. He leads me down to the still waters. Even though things may be in turmoil outwardly, even though I may be in trouble outwardly, there is a real inward peace that's a sheep of the Lord and joy, even in the midst of trouble. There are some still waters that He leads them by, even when things seem to be chaotic. They have that inward peace, that inward joy, that just can't be described. But it can be experienced, because He leads them to it. And He leads us into it. He nourishes His sheep. But this also speaks of His provisions for us as we pass through this life. Who providing for us? I know we all have jobs, but who provided the job? Who provided you the intelligence to do the job? He provides for us all things. I lost 4 jobs, and every time it got better. I didn't think so. I'm telling you, I would have never thought so. But I, over the time that Vicki and I were married, I've lost 4 jobs. They went out of business. He provided. I can say that to any young person. He provided. This shepherd is real and He's ours. He's real and He's ours. And He restoreth my soul. Can you restore your soul? Can you restore anybody else? What about your children? Could you restore your children? No, you can't do it. He restores. He's the restorer. It's in His hands to restore. It was given to Him to restore. My soul was lost. What a terrible word. Lost. What a terrible place. Lost. Terrible way to be. Lost. My soul was lost in Adam, but restored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Restored back to its... Restored really better than it was in Adam. Much better. Because it can't be lost again. And He lifts me up. He restores my soul. When I sin, and when I get cold, begin to get a little indifferent, He restoreth my soul. He's the one who brings me back. He's the one who creates the interest. He's the one who wakes me up. He's the one who puts me in check. He's the one who hedges up my way. When I start to get a little, and we do, we get cold. We get a little indifferent at times. We start to just get with the humdrum busyness of life. And then He checks it. He restores my soul. He restores it. He's the one who made reconciliation for me. I didn't make it. He did. He's the one who reconciled me to God. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. We didn't reconcile ourselves to Him. He reconciled us. He's the one who did it. He's the restorer of my soul. And He has brought me into true fellowship with God the Father. We really know something about God. We really, and I hesitate to say it this way, but we really know God. Because I know we don't know. We know in part, we preach in part. And when we speak about the immenseness of God and God's infinite in wisdom and knowledge, we know God. We know God. And that's because He has restored us to that fellowship and given us a knowledge and understanding of God. He has revealed the Father. He revealed the Father. And then He leadeth me. You know, we're never left alone. The shepherd never leaves the sheep alone. He's always leading. Right now, even though you may not be able to detect. He's leading. He's leading us. We pray often, Lord, give us Your leadership. Lead it. He does. We pray for it, but I know this. He leads His sheep. And He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We sing that song, He leadeth me, He leadeth me. Oh, precious thought. It is a precious thought. He leadeth me. I don't know which way to go, but He does. And he leads in the paths of righteousness. Where he leads is always righteous, and the path is always right. It's always right. If he's leading, it is. And he does this for his name's sake, because of who he is. Because of who he is, and he does it for his eternal glory. He's leading to the praise and glory of his grace and our eternal good. He leadeth me. Oh, he leadeth me. And he never leads astray. Never leads astray. He's been every place he's going to lead you to. He's already been there. He's already been there. No surprises. No disappointments. He's already been there. He never leads astray or into sin. Never. Always in paths of righteousness. If we go astray or into sin, it's because we've been drawn away by the lust of our flesh. That's what James tells us. But he leads us into paths of righteousness, in a right path. Trust his leadership. Trust his leadership. It leads to glory. And then he says, yea, though I walk. This drips with confidence, doesn't it? This drips with confidence. I walk. Enoch walked with God. Then it says Noah walked with God. This is just full of confidence. I have a Bible program on my computer Tom Harding gave me some time ago. And you can do a word search and it'll bring up any word in the Bible that's in there. And I put in there, they ran with God. Run with God. That doesn't come up. Walk. Walk. No hurry. You know, you run when you're scared. Usually you're scared if you're running. You're trying to get out of the house or you're trying to, you know, something, there's danger. I'll walk with God. Enoch walked with God right in the midst of that evil generation. It says the earth was filled with violence. Enoch walked with God. He walked with him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's not just the grave. That's his whole life. This whole life is a valley of the shadow of death. That's what it is. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. I will not fear the evil one. I'll not fear him. He's been bound by my shepherd. My shepherd has bound that lion that goes about roaring, seeking whom he may devour. He's been bound by my shepherd. I'll not fear that evil or the evil one. I'll not fear what evil men can do to me. I'll not fear that. Their heart is in the hands of the Lord. It says, like the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. He has every man's heart in his hands. Everyone. I will not fear evil tidings. For all things are of God. All things are of God. They may surprise us, and they do. They do. You know, they shock us sometimes, but not him. Not him. All things are of God. And I will not fear the grave, for it is only a shadow. It's just a shadow, like walking through a tunnel. You ever walk through a tunnel? The sun shining on both ends. It's just a shadow. You know, the shadow of a serpent never bit anyone. The shadow of a bee has never stung anyone. It's just a shadow. Death, hell, and the grave have no sting in them. They've been conquered by my shepherd. Like I said, he has already been where we're going. He's already taken care of those things. But here's the reason why. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Right? In me. The Scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Leading and guiding and carrying and bringing you through. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is with us in Christ, we have nothing to fear, not at all. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I don't know exactly what his rod and staff are here. I really don't. I don't know exactly what they are, but is that okay? There's a lot of things I don't know. A lot of things. But I do know this. If he's speaking of the rod of discipline, it may not be pleasant at the time, but it will yield peace. It'll yield peace and comfort eventually. But you know, over in Psalm 110, let me turn over to Psalm 110. His rod and his staff comfort me. I think it has something to do here with the gospel. Over here in Psalm 110. Let me see what verse it is. The Lord shall send, listen, the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Thy rod shall comfort me. I think maybe he's speaking there of the gospel. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy gospel, the gospel we sit under week after week, shall comfort us. When our hearts are broken during the week and we come in here, his gospel comforts us. Just like I woke up last Wednesday thinking about this psalm right here, this psalm, and I found I was comforted. There was a real comfort in this when I woke up and was thinking upon this psalm. Thy rod shall comfort me. Thy word, thy rod, thy staff, it'll comfort me. It will. And thou preparest a table before me. Who's preparing the table? Our Lord. How condescending is that for God Almighty to come down and prepare a table for the sheep? I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give my life a ransom for many. Thou preparest the table. The table is prepared of our Lord. And before me in the presence where? Of mine enemies. Right now. We have a feast. Right now. We have a table prepared right now for us to feast on in the midst of our enemies, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of turmoil. Right now, we have it. We come in, that's what we're doing tonight. We all have our different troubles. We all do. We all have things going on out there that sometimes only we know of. But we all have our different troubles. But we can come here and feast. We can come here to the Lord's table when we have the bread and the wine and feast. We can come here at the gospel and feast. The table that the Lord prepared by His life and His death, His resurrection, He's prepared us a feast. He says over in Scripture, come and dine. Come and dine. He's prepared us a table of grace, a table of mercy. He's prepared us a banquet. Oh, what we have in Christ to feast on. What we have in Him. Right in the presence of all those who hate Him and us, we have this banquet, this feast going on. And I think this speaks more of that inner man feasting upon Him. Because we have all these troubles going on outwardly, but inwardly, and we have trouble inwardly. We have a conflict inwardly. But there's a feast, there's a banquet that we have in Christ that He has prepared that we can eat of. Thou anointest, he said, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. His grace is poured forth upon us continually. Not spurts. It doesn't come and go in spurts. Continually. We are continual partakers of His grace. It's continually poured upon us. But also, we have been anointed by the Holy One of Israel. We are His. We are His. He has made us kings and priests unto God. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And listen, He qualifies us. He qualifies us for the work of each day. He qualifies us to do what we do every day. He qualifies us. And He says here, "In my cup runneth over." Christ and all this too. My cup runneth over. And I thought this, if not, why not? If my cup's not running over, if not, why not? And here's the answer that came to me today as I was going back over this. Hold it under the fountain of grace and it'll run over again. It's only going to run over if it's under the fountain, if it's where the water's running. It's when we get caught up with all these other things that we lose sight of these things and we lose joy. We lose the joy of salvation. We lose the joy of these things. But when our cup runneth over, it's because it's under the fountain of grace. And He's pouring it in. And it runs over. This speaks of joy and fullness. It says over in Psalm, I believe it's Psalm 16:11, "In thy presence," listen, "in thy presence is fullness of joy." Now, where's our cup going to run over? When is our cup going to run over? In thy presence. He said, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." And here, we are going to close with an indisputable fact. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. These two guardians are always with us. His goodness and His mercy. Always. Never without them. They always follow us. They're always with us. They are our guardians, His goodness and His mercy. And the end result of a believer's life in Christ is this: "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is not it. This is just a journey home. Now the wicked, He said, will not stand before the Lord over in Psalm 1. They will not stand in the judgment. They're going to be cast out. But the sheep, they are going to dwell in the house of the Lord, listen, forever. Forever. We are going to go home here in a few minutes. We're going to separate, go home, and then we'll come back, Lord willing, Sunday and Wednesday. But there is a coming a time when it's forever. It's forever. All His sheep, every last one of His sheep, have a good end. They have a good end because they have a good home that they're going to. I will dwell, not visit. I'm not going to visit. I will dwell in the house. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And the comfort that David is drawing here, and that he's giving to us, is that the end result of all this is that we are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, I hope once again that you can draw some comfort from that 23rd Psalm. It's a real blessing. Okay, Mike.